Okay, we go five short ideas for Parshas Kairach, Tavshin, Pei Beis, Alun Shmein, Chusra, Furshav, for Esa Tehila, Bas Ariel, Tzipor, Besor, Shachar Yisrael. First idea comes to us from the Agra, the Kala, the B'nai Soschar. V'yikach Kairach, Ben Yitzah, Ben Kos, Ben Levi, V'dazim, Ben Ne'el, Yav, V'olim, Mepels, Ben Ne'eruvay, my Bar Mitzvah Parsha, my father's Bar Mitzvah Parsha. I apologize a few days late, but Baruch Hashem, late is later than nothing. Says the B'nai Soschar, quoting the Rashi, we know Rashi says, look at the pasuk. Vayikach ben Yitzchak ben Kos ben Levi. Where's Ben Yaakov? Because Rashi says that Yaakov saw from Chazal that Yaakov saw that his great grandson Korach was going to start machlokas. He didn't want his name mentioned with Korach. That's how bad machlokas is. Says the Bnei Yisrael. What's the deep idea for us? Ilu hayeh Korach misbone mikachshu mizera Yaakov. If Korach remembered he was from the seed of Yaakov, the lineage of Yaakov, lo hayeh ma'orim machlokas amoshe. He would never have caused to have an argument against Moshe. So Yaakov the midoso emes titan emes the Yaakov. Korach forgot his family roots. Korach forgot who he came from. If you remember that he came from Moshe Rabbeinu. Sorry, if you remember he came from Yaakov. Yaakov remembers the midas emes. But Rashi brings the connection between Yaakov and Korach. Korach didn't remember he was from the seed of Yaakov. And Yaakov is the midas of his emes titan emes the Yaakov. Chesed Lavram. You have to remember who you come from. And if he had that MS, it would have brought him to shiflus. It would have brought him to humility. But what happened? He didn't remember where he came from, and that brought him to gaiva. Brought him to himself. Brought him to always to only think about himself. Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, "Ezehu machlokas shel Hashem Shemayim." What is the machlokas that is for Kadosh Baruch Hu? For Hashem Hillel Hashamayim. What's the machlokas that's not Hashem Shemayim? Korach v'chaldaso. Says Rabbi Zraya, "My ofraf." Korach was also my ofraf parsha. He said, "Korach v'chaldaso only gives one side. It just say Korach v'chaldaso." Versus Moshe. Korach v'chaldaso versus Moshe and Aaron. Says Rav Hirsch, when you're not L'shem Shemayim, you can't even see the other side. You can't even perceive that there's another side. It's only you, only your side, and only your side only. You can't even see. Korach was so focused on himself. But says the B'nai Yisroel, well, obviously he only focused on himself because he didn't remember where he came from. The midas of emes. To only look for sincerity and authentic, in the midah of truth. And that led him to Gaiva. If he had MS, he would have had another, but he didn't see the other perspective. He only saw his own. What a beautiful idea from the Igor Dekala, from Rabbi Zvi, quoting from Hirsch. Moving on to idea number two. Idea number two comes from the Zerah Kodesh, the Rapshat Rebbe. Pasuk Gimel, Tezayin Gimel. Vaikalu al Moshe va'aron, mayomra alem rabachem. They gathered upon Moshe and Aaron, and they said, you have so much. Kicholoi da kulam kadoshim. Vaasokha, madua tasnasu achal Hashem. Everyone is holy. Why are you raising yourself above the Abba? Above everyone else. Says the Zohar Kodesh, I never thought about this. He says you could see the question and answer in its own. Do it nasu akal Hashem. Why do you raise yourself upon? But divrei koch atzmi is shuvah l'tainoso. Shareim kulam kedoshim. If everyone is holy, everyone is good. Im kein lamad mivakish korach nisiyos la'atzma. Distira. You're living a double life. You say Korach, why? Emotion on. You're putting this up. Everyone's holy. But Korach, You want the position for yourself. If everyone's holy, then why you want to be the leader? Obviously, you have yourself involved. Obviously, it's not L'shem Shemayim. He says the answer to Korach is in his question itself. B'divrei Korach atzma yesh tshuva l'tanoso. Sharim kulam kadoshin. If everyone's holy, why are you starting up trouble? Obviously, Moshe and Aaron were chosen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we see that people that are so contradictory that everything was not L'shem Shemayim, and our job in life, especially in the summer, we could be leaving our regular schedule. We have to make sure everything we do is L'shem Shemayim. Personally, I love doggies. One of the reasons we come to camp is not top five, maybe top six doggies. Why am I getting the doggies right now? Is it L'shem Shemayim? Is it getting me to be a better father, better husband, a better Jew? L'shem Shemayim. Reish Lam and Alf, look at Shulchan Aruch. How do I get to be living a 24/7 Jew? That I have my achila, my shtia, yeshiva shchila, everything's, all the physical actions are done with yudhei, done with divrei Torah, and I'm thinking about divrei Torah while I eat, and I'm using divrei Torah like Baal Tani tells us to be able to help us grow and learn and daven better. Then you're uplifting and making the physical holy. Right? The Christianity holds that everything physical is no. Judaism, we believe, take the physical and make it holy, be mekadesh. That doesn't mean you have to be fresh and you have to get 10, 15 junior combos every single day and every single night. But at the end of the day, be able to realize to not live a stereotypical life, not live a life of, oh, everyone's holy, but you're going to make yourself, no. L'shem Shemayim, to make ourselves that we could find Kodesh Baruch in anything and everything that we do, and to be able to live a sincere, beautiful Jewish life. Moving on to idea number three. Dina Matthew comes to us from the Sefer Tam Badas of Moshe Sturmach Shlita. Ayom Moshe Akosh Shem Nabin Elevi Tazayin Tes. Hamat Mikem Kivdil Alokei Yisrael Chamiyat Has Yisrael. Look, you lowered yourself and you separated yourself from the Jewish people. What's going on over here? What's Moshe Rabbeinu really telling Korach? Says the Tam Badas, Moshe was really giving Korach some Eitzah. Someone who's successful in the Avodas Hashem, they're not looking for leadership. They're not looking for that kavod. What's the Eitzem Havdalah? What's the separation and the closest to Kadosh Baruch Hu? It's just the Judaism itself, our Yiddishkeit itself. And at the same time, that's called Vichazka Abramsky, that's all. Hamat mikem kivdil keisoschem shazoich aleishiv laasok betorah koyamav ein lo lachshuv shetzorch davka shrora veyismach bechelkosh mistabe boro betoras beves Hashem. Someone who's really on fire for Kodesh Baruch Hu, they're not looking for those jobs of leadership or for those jobs of authority. They're not looking for that because they're getting in that geshmak in their learning, in their davening, in their midos. Someone who's looking for the power, they're power hungry. That's not someone we want to be leading us. Someone who's getting their fruit, their true enjoyment out of life. They're not looking for power. Like Rav Shechter says, I think from Rav Soloveitchik, that's the difference between getting an aliyah and when you ask someone to daven. Right? There's a lach, when someone asks you to daven, you're not supposed to, you're supposed to do this the three times. Finally, the third time you answer. Getting an aliyah, that's something else. Because when it comes to leading davening, it's a certain shliach tzibur. A person shouldn't be running for kavod. Rav Shechter explains at the end of Chelek Aleph of Shechter on the parsha and Zazal Bracha. A person from the Rav. A person shouldn't be running for that. Getting aliyah is it's a mitzvah. There's no aliyah. There's no mitzvah to be able to lead the congregation. Yeah, if you know no one else is there, gevaldik. A person getting the geshmak and the yiddishkeit. They're not looking for to make sure that we're getting our geshmak and our yiddishkeit. We're not looking for that power. We're not looking for that pleasure elsewhere. We're getting it. In our Yiddish guy, we're getting in our learning, our davening, our midos, in our Judaism 101. Moving on to Din number 4. Din number 4 comes to us from the Sefer Or Pnei Moshe. And Shlishi, Tezayin Chav Beis. He baru mitoch Eida Azos, Achala Osam Karaga. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe and Aaron, separate yourselves from this Eida, because I'm going to swallow them up very quickly. Mitoch Eida Azos, says the Or Pnei Moshe, deeper idea for us. Kasher Shorer Pirud B'Yisrael, he baru. When a person separates himself from the cloud, from the community, as Nisim Rishus the Mikatri Lahashkas Ba'achal Sam Karaga, then Chas Hashem the Satan Lurchman Al Tzlan could be able to come and swallow everyone up. He Badalu, right? The Pashup Shad is that Moshe Chadosh Baruch Hu Moshe separate. The deeper idea of Pnei Moshe is telling us when you separate yourself from the community, when it's all about you, that's Mesachal Sam Karaga. That's when you're gonna get swallowed up. That's when the Satsang Makachi has the time able to. The importance of being together with the community, the importance of being together. Marv Shemesh, as Yard says this week, he says, in Rosh Chodesh Tam, he quotes from the Rebbe Melech, in the same Mishra Pekayavos, Koshel Vashamakor Vachodoso, which you really give both sides. What does Roman Melech say? Roman Melech says, Korav Vachodoso does give both sides. It doesn't say Korav Vachodoso versus Moshe. No. Korav Vachodoso actually, they were actually fought amongst themselves. The one thing they got along about was against Moshe and Aaron. That they fought amongst themselves. Because a person's not together with Achdus, or a person's not together unified for positive, then they're all down from there. We're about to start Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, but it's about the month of Tammuz and Av, the months we're focused purely on Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. We have to come together not for negativity, but for positive. And when you're connected to the Klal, you're connected to the Tzibor, that's anything and everything that Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Father, wants. Like that Rizal says, what's the person, in the midst of the person, should take upon himself before davening? The mitzvah of Avdei Kamocha. It's brought down the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says, not just in your Nitzach Svar Tzidurim. Magen Avraham brings us down to take upon the mitzvah of Avdei Kamocha. Why? All this Ram says, before you come to our Father, before you come to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to see, you care about your brother and sister, you care about your family, then I can listen to your Shema Kolenu. You don't care about your brother and sister, Shema Kolenu, it's very nice. Next day, maybe you'll get it tomorrow. All a Father wants is for us to be able to be Tzibur, who cares about each other. Beautiful idea from the Lord, Moshe. Marv Shemesh and the Ariza. Moving on to Din number 5. Din number 5 comes to us from the Imre Emes, the son of the Sasemes. He's buried right behind the Shuk. It's supposed to be by his kever just a few short months ago. By Yoshev Aaron, the last pasuk in Revi. By Yoshev Aaron, Moshe Pesach Al Moed. And Aaron returns to Moshe at the opening of the tent. The plague stops. Says the Imre Emes, Pesach Al Moed. We see the great humility of Aaron HaKohen. Shaya Sovar Shah Dainis of Rak Pesach Avoid Al Pesach Omoy. Just say Amoma. What's Pesach Omoy? Al Pesach, the opening means that Aaron Cohen never viewed himself as this if he's done with this Jewish guy. The inner royally kind of Nival of Nim. He Shagram the Kakva Magefana at Sarah. He never felt like he was done. Al Pesach Omoy means he always felt like he had more to do. He had more to accomplish. More to be able to serve a Kaddish Baruch Hu. When a Jew serves a Vaipa, Magefana at Sarah, that's when the negative things stopped. So the Rebbe Amel, about to say in Rosh Chodesh tomorrow on Thursday, right, what do we say? Pischu Yisharei Tzarek Avava Moreka. Simple explanation. David Amel says, open up the gates of Yisharei Tzarek and then help me thank Hashem. Pischu Yisharei Tzarek, says the Rebbe Amel, a person should always feel like they're opening and they're beginning to start. Then Avava Moreka. That's the biggest praise. We never feel like, it's the summer and I could chill. No. We have to look for new opportunities and new opportunities for Kibbutz Avayim and new opportunities for growth. My Lord and my Davin, my Minus, my Kedusha, my Shemir Seinayim. I praise you. I want to be there for you. That's Aaron HaKohen. Pesach Omoy. He's there at the Pesach. Then all the negative things stopped. What a beautiful idea from the Imre Emes, the Rebbe HaMelech. Let's review these five ideas. You start off with the idea from the Igor Dekal. Why is it the Rashi Bayikach Ben Levi? Because Yaakov saw that Korach was coming. Yaakov didn't want. He damned Hashem. He shouldn't have his name mentioned. Korach forgot that he come from Yaakov. Because if you remembered Yaakov, you remember his great Zayda, who was all about Emes, Tita, Emes, Yaakov, he never would have come to the place of Gaiva, because Emes leads to Anova. When a person has Emes, it leads to humility, not to Gaiva. That's what first tells us. Why does it say Hill of Hashem, Korach Chodoso? Because it shouldn't give us Korach Chodoso versus Moshe. Because you can't even see the other side. When someone's not so, all about yourself, you can't even see the other side, because such a bad guy, a beautiful idea from the Gemara. I've heard quoted Rabbi Zoig Shlita by my Orfuf. Zera Kodesh, the second idea. Zera Kodesh says, "Madum tisnas nu akal Hashem kulam kedoshim." Says Zera Kodesh, his testira says, "Oh, everyone's holy." Then why is Korach trying to be able to grab the power? Oh, because he's all about himself. Not Hashem Shemaim. Shochanak Reish Lamanaf. How do you be able to live a Jewish life? Hashem Shemaim Achila. Shtiya, yeshiva, alicha, everything, all the physical actions with a Kaddish Baruch Hu in mind. This is the Baal Tanya, when you eat, you have to make sure they have to help you be able to learn, to be a bit more patient, more kind and caring. When you do the physical actions, make sure you have the Shem Shemaim living sincere life, not a double life. Third idea of the same Tamadas, Hamad Mikem, Kihivdil, says the Tamadas, we're not looking for power. Because when a person's looking for power, it means that they're not getting it in their Yiddishkeit, they're not getting their Geshmak and their Judaism. Because Gabransky said that the Geshmak to be able to be a Yid is that they're not, you're not looking like Rav Shachter. Rav Shachter didn't ask to be Rosh Hashiva. At the end of the day, the real Rosh Hashiva, the real Gedolim, the people that are they're getting their great Geshmak, they're not looking for the power. And that's Rav Shachter quotes from Rav Soloveitchik, the difference between getting Aliyah and Davening. Davening is something, Shlech HaTzibor, you're representing the Tzibor. A person's got to decline that a few times. Getting Aliyah is different, it's a mitzvah. The fourth idea of the opening, Moshe, Mitoch Ha'ida, Hazos, Hibarulu. Once you Hibarulu, then Achos and Karaga, then the negative things. That person is going to be so strong. The Gemara Yuma tells it, Tesavan Beis, Senes Chinim caused the whole Indian, the whole Beis of Indian to be destroyed. We so careful to connect ourselves to the Tzibor, especially in the 3 weeks. Like the Arizal tells us, before we daven, take upon ourselves the mitzvah, Be'adach Kamoich, what does it have to do? Be'adach Kamoich, come to davening. Sram tells us, before you come to speak, our Father, Kaddish Baruch Hu wants to see, do you get it? You're getting along with your brothers and sisters. Finally, the fifth and final idea, at Pesach, Aaron HaKohen finished, now Magifon HaAtzara, why is it to Pesach? He always felt like he was starting. He always felt like the beginning is Avodas Hashem. Nevertheless, that's what happened. That's what caused the plague to stop. And that's what Rabbi Amar Machsev said, Pasuk Tehillim, and said, and how? Piskli Shavet Tzedek Avodah Monaka. Piskli Shavet Tzedek, when a person always feels like they're always in the beginning at the gate of Avodah Monaka. Then Kaddish Baruch Hu says, that's the greatest gratitude, that's the greatest recognition, it's the greatest sign of humility, greatest sign of midos, when a person just feels like they're starting, even in the summer, try to find new initiatives, new things to be able to take on. Small, tefatzim rugul tefatzim, can't take on too much, but small things to be able to take upon ourselves, one step at a time. Shvi zoich bez Hashem, to live lives filled with emes, filled with humility, be able to live lives filled with sincerity and l'shem shemaim, to live lives where we're getting our geshmak and our Yiddishkeit, not looking for power, hunger, not looking for gaiva, not looking for power, we're getting it, our enjoyment in our Yiddishkeit, a life of achdus, a life of midos, to understand we're never done, we're always growing, b'ezras Hashem, shkoyach, good chodesh.